You are listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. I'm Ariel Van Cleve. Good news this week for the downtown Dayton Arcade. The City Commission has voted to put money toward upkeep for the historic building. And as WYSO's Lewis Wallace reports, an investor is joining in.
The arcade's story is long and sordid. It's been empty for over 20 years. But long story short, it's a gorgeous building that's currently sitting there leaking. This year, a study found the price of demolition is almost impossibly high, but there's also a cost to keeping it stable for a possible redevelopment. On Wednesday, the City Commission agreed to throw down $450,000 towards that effort. But the bigger news is that the remaining $250,000 needed to stabilize the building is coming from an unnamed outside investor. Mayor Nan Whaley says the city doesn't know for sure whether that will lead to a larger investment.
One of the problems with the arcade is that people have grand visions that aren't financed, and frankly, we just don't want to do that to the community.
Fixing up the arcade for housing and retail could take years to even start and cost up to $60 million. Lewis Wallace, WYSO.